Well, Richard, it's good to see you here, of course, at the home of the Lions, and it's great to see that Darren Coleman and Andrew Blaze, who are part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, kept their promise and come up here and put something in. Great to see, not only with the juniors, which is great that Nick's worked with, but also through new seniors, ladies, which Aaron's really driven as well, and also the under-18s, which is nice to see with Big Tommy and some bloke called Grant Batty getting into it. It's a great start to the season for Quirindi Lions.
Look, it's fantastic, and I think after the year we had last year, we struggled for numbers, and having the girls on board this year, hopefully having a reserve grade, we're in a lot better shape this time now than we were this time last year, so hopefully we're off to a better start.
Well, of course, you had a great sort of run there as far as a big, big insight into Quirindi, not only Quirindi, but country life when you're part of Four Corners, and I think the star of that show was Lindsay Mainbury's Dash Hound, but did that get a bit of a reaction because it had a nice big slice of the Lions playing a few games on the way through as well?
Well, we joked about, you know, using it as a recruitment tool, but it did have, I think it made people realise that Quirindi Rugby Club is here, and it gave them an outlet, I think, you know, that they could come in here, have a game, watch a game, have a beer, a meal, and I think it just gave them a distraction when it was really tough last year.
Yeah, well, there'll be plenty of games on this year, of course, so you don't kick off until round three at home. A couple of tough games to finish, start the season off, but plenty of numbers in the seniors, well, 30-35, so you should be able to rustle up two grades, and when the reins turn up, you'll be able to get more players come back.
Yep, we're hoping to have, obviously, first grade, second grade, and we're trying to get our under-18 school, Quirindi High team, going, and then obviously we've been very lucky with our girls. We're up to 18 registered players, so, and I think that dynamic hopefully will bring some extra players through the gate as well.
Yeah, of course, if you want to find out more about the Lions, just go through the website there, quirindirugby.com. Tell us a little bit about this incredible tome. It's a mind-boggling piece with the blue and white stripes on the front with the big line in the book. Of course, it celebrates quite a great anniversary for the club that has come and gone, but still nice to have that history sort of laid down, and just something that all the other rugby clubs have been able to do really well, but something that can be put aside for everybody, and if they want to get it, then go through the website.
That's correct. You know, the book, you know, I think I had a look on today, 57, so it takes off from then, and there was a break there somewhere, but it was put together by some older members of the club, and, you know, and we've still got plenty of copies to sell. And hopefully we'll be able to move those on as the year goes on. But it's just good to be able to look back and just see how the club started, what we had, and look at what we've got now.
Yeah. Finally, of course, you've got some bloke called Dave Carter who comes out here and puts a lot into the club, like a lot of people within the Lions scheme of things. Also great to see that Quirindi always gets a bit of a mention when Sam Carter plays for the Brumbies as well. It's just one of those things where a club like yourself just gets that occasional player that comes through and gets a bit of prominence. Maybe, you know, Ned Hattigan from the Canamble Rams or Chris Latham from the Narrabri Blue Bulls or whatever. And, you know, it's just fantastic to see that all that hard work can be turned into a wallaby jumper.
Oh, yeah, you know, and isn't it great that we've we can still get a wallaby out of the bush, you know. And it's not like when Carts played, it was easy to get to that level, but it's a lot harder to get a kid out of the bush now to become a wallaby. But isn't it great when you see someone doing it?
And finally, why should we come to the Great Magnificence, which is Quirindi, a beautiful town? Don't skip it. Don't go to Tamworth or any other place inferior, but come and stay in Quirindi.
Look, it's the best clubhouse, the best playing service in the northwest. Come and have a beer and a meal, and we'd love to see you.
Well, Richard, it's magnificent to see you, man. Of course, you can find out more about the club through quirindirugby.com.au. And we look forward to plenty of wins on field in the Sandhurst Central North Premiership for the Quirindi Lions in 2019.